In this time of distance learning, students at the University of Hawaii were able to screen a short film about Alice Augusta Ball. She was the first Black female chemist to earn her master's degree at the University of Hawaii, in the early 1900s. She's the subject of the Ball Method, a short narrative film that debuted at the Pan-African Film Festival in Los Angeles this year. You may remember hearing about this on Science Friday when Ira Flato interviewed film director Dagmawi Abebe about his project. The show aired in early February. Here is a short excerpt.
Alice Ball was an African-American woman born in 1892. She went to the University of Hawaii, which used to be called the College of Hawaii back then.
How did she get focused on helping people with leprosy?
Well, it started with her thesis, her master's thesis, and Dr. Harry Holman, who was an assistant surgeon in Kalihi Hospital, where they used to take care of patients with leprosy. He read her thesis, and he saw that the method that she was using on the kava plant on her thesis could help them get the injectable solution that he was looking for the leprosy patients.
So you chronicle in the book how she sort of stumbled on the answer to making the injectable solution. How close is that to the truth? I mean, I know you have literary license and writing a plot for a movie, but were you able to find out what really happened?
Yes, I think one of the important process of for her to find it was letting the chilmugic acid stay in cold for overnight. And so that was one of the things that I could show visually in the film without getting too deep into the chemistry. So that's basically what I was trying to connect.
And in fact, we have to give a little people a little taste of the film. We have that pivotal scene in which she has a flash of insight.
Dr. Holman, we have to freeze it.
Sorry?
That's how we get the esters to crystallize. We've been doing it wrong the whole time. Heating it doesn't make it faster. It only degrades the acid before it has time to combine with the ethanol. If we can stop the ferry today, they might have a chance.
I'll arrange a test for tomorrow morning, okay?
Wow, and of course, that worked, right?
Yes. Yes. Because I believe that leaving it in the cold was preventing the acid from degrading so that it had enough time to for the acids to crystallize and be filtered. And that's basically how she was able to find the treat.
That was director Dagmawi Abebe. He was talking to Science Friday host Ira Flato, thanks to Science Friday producer Charles Berquist. Abebe's short film is currently making the rounds on the film festival circuit, but will be available on Amazon Prime Video in August. Now, the Ball Method, the film, was also screened at the University of Hawaii Hamilton Library as part of Black History Month. Alice Ball's research with the oil of the chalmuga tree as a treatment for leprosy fascinated retired UH librarian Paul Wermiger. He's working on her biography and was behind an exhibit at Hamilton Library before the closure because of COVID-19. But our current temporary isolation gives rise to this bit of kalopapa history tied to the chalmuga tree and Alice Augusta Ball. Here's Paul.
She was probably the leading figure in making life for leprosy victims. As a matter of fact, she probably was the first person in the world to give leprosy patients true hope that they could be cured. And there were, like I said, the early cases could be cured. Advanced cases, no. That had to wait for the sulfa drugs.
And why is it so important for you as a librarian and a lover of history and stories that she gets a recognition for her contributions here?
Well, I think it's more than that. It's just a human nature reaction. When you see an injustice, you want to try to change that. And that's how, when I found out that nobody knew Alice Ball, she was not in the literature at all, that nobody gave her credit, that really upset me and still bothers me to this day. So whatever recognition I can scrounge up, that will be paying our dues humanity's dues to a woman who really did so much for other people. People had known that the Shimogra tree was used to treat leprosy, you know, 2,000 and more years ago. Actually, some people believe it was even used by the Egyptians going way, way back. And again, that kind of points to the usefulness of folk medicine. There's some basis for it, because if people try something and it works, it works.
It has medicinal value.
Yes. And of course, they didn't understand why, you know, the chemical compound, but just that it helped their skin. It probably helped people with early leprosy. And so it was the fact that I don't think she started out, her mission wasn't to find a cure for leprosy. It was that a physician presented her with a problem they were having, in that he felt, and I think Holloman knew, that there was a value in Shimogra, but their mode of using it was wrong. It was painful, upsetting, and so he thought if they could get a injectable form of Shimogra oil. It isn't actually the oil itself, it's the components they remove from Shimogra oil. There's two acids, and they are the ones that have that antibacterial effect. So she was trying to fix a chemical problem. She saw it from a chemist's point of view. And actually, probably her going to Kalihi, you know, to as part of her master's thesis, she saw firsthand how people were suffering from the disease. So I think that was probably another motivation too, than that she worked so hard to finally make that chemical discovery, just by sheer grit, I guess.
And in your research, you found that while she discovered this Baal method of using this oil, that she wasn't given the proper acknowledgement, you know, that her contribution to science and what she discovered just wasn't acknowledged.
Yes, it was easily overlooked, I think. If we look back at the conditions then, she was female, she was young, she was African-American. All those were not traits that you associate with somebody who's found a cure. And then, on top of it, there was the pressure that the university or the College of Hawaii was under at that time then, from people demanding, pleading for, you know, samples for this. And so they just rushed ahead. Arthur Dean picked up what she had done and went with it and just, you know, went on and forgot about who had actually started it. Nobody bothered to go back and say, well, who made this? And not until 1922 did Holloman publish that article that brought it to light. But by then, it was just common known that, well, you know, Dean did this and Dean did that, and nobody really put Alice where she should have been.
So what was the Baal method became the Dean method?
And it wasn't by Dean himself. He never called it the Dean method. So we have to be fair to Dean. It wasn't that he robbed her. It was when he published it, as you know, when you publish something, then people want to refer to it in their work. They don't go through the long process of this is how, you know, so-and-so mixed this and this together. So they nicknamed it the Dean method. And everybody who read the, you know, the science, the chemistry journals would know, of course, what that means. Arthur Dean did it. So it wasn't that it was a malicious thing. It was just how things happen. If you do something, somebody will write about you, but then they name it after you.
Right. But unfairly, nobody gave Alice Baal credit for what she discovered.
Because nobody knew about her. You know, she did it and then disappeared. And actually physically, but also in people's minds, because she was just, you know, she was there for a year and a half and then gone.
And you have created a exhibit up on the fifth floor in her honor just to make sure that her story gets told.
Yes, and I also funded an Alice Ball scholarship at UH, and now it's in its third year, and students are benefiting by it because I wanted to try to encourage more women and people of color to go into the sciences.
And so we honor Alice Ball, who died in her 20s. She was the first black female chemist to obtain her degree at the University of Hawaii, and her groundbreaking research on the Chalmuga tree, one of the first treatments to try and cure and treat leprosy. Retired UH Hamilton Library, Paul Wermiger plans to write Ball's biography to keep her memory alive. He says in Hawaii, February 28th has been officially declared Alice Ball Day, but laments because of leap year in the past, she hasn't been consistently given proper credit.